Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, May 23rd, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. First up today is Apple's new privacy portal, where users can download a copy of everything Apple knows about you. The new data and privacy website is available at privacy.apple.com, but the new download features will only be available to customers in Europe to start. That's because the new website is meant to comply with General Data Protection Regulation policy in the EU, but Apple says customers around the world will have access to the same tools in the coming months. For users with access now, the layout is very simple, with categories and individual checkboxes for each offered, but data can take up to a week to prepare for download. For now, the new data download feature, as well as a new deactivate account feature, will be limited to the EU and select countries. International users will simply see a correct information option and a delete account option. And in the latest entry in the never-ending iPhone battery replacement saga, Apple has announced that it will offer customers who paid the full $79 price to have an iPhone battery replaced in 2017 can receive a $50 credit. That's because Apple dropped the price of battery replacement parts and service down to $29 at the end of December last year, after Apple acknowledged iPhone performance could be affected by battery depletion over time. Apple has since added controls to iOS to prevent iPhones from slowing down when batteries age. And in the Apple Watch space, new data says that Apple has claimed 60% of cellular smartwatch sales with Apple Watch Series 3, that data coming from Canalys today. The figure comes as Apple continues to expand the number of countries where LTE connection is offered. And in the total wearable market, Apple ties with Xiaomi with 18% of Q1 shipments each, followed by Fitbit at 11%. And on the Mac, ImageLine has brought its digital audio workstation, Fruity Loops, to the Mac after 20 years of being exclusive to Windows. FL Studio 20, as it's formally called now, debuted on macOS this week with project session compatibility between PCs and Macs, although some audio plugins will still be platform dependent. And on youtube.com/9to5Mac, Jeff Benjamin has published a new video tutorial for setting up Time Machine backups from your Mac to Synology network attached storage, something that is highly recommended if replacing a now discontinued Apple Time Capsule, or if you just don't have a local Mac backup strategy in place. Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcasts or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.